own a portion of your marital problems. Hello? If you're going to start to rebuild and say, hey, I'm a part of the problem. I own some of this problem.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, you're listening to Straight Talk. My name is Mark Jobe, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again on the airwaves today. I was just sitting down with some of the radio producers, and they let me know that there is a growing audience of men that are listening to this program. In fact, they said that there's almost three times as many men that listen to this program than a lot of the other programs that they air. And I want to tell you, that encouraged my heart incredibly. Ladies, not that I don't want you to listen to the program, but I believe that sometimes men are some of the most difficult people to reach in our society. I have been praying for years. When I first came to Chicago, our church was a very, very small group of people, about 18 people, and most of those were women. I believe there was four men in the church. And I remember asking God, God, where are the men? And some of you know this story, but I would pray up and down the pews of that little church and say, God, give me 12 men. Jesus had 12. I would like 12. Please give me 12 men. And it's been an incredible encouragement over the years for me to see the amount of men that have been touched by this ministry. In fact, we had a woman, a reporter not too long ago, come and visit the church and was doing a special with PBS on mega churches in America. And the first comment she made, she said, wow, this church has a lot of men. And I can't tell you, that's about the greatest compliment she could give us, the men that are there. So if you're a man listening tonight, I want to give a shout out to you and say it's not easy to live as a man of God in today's society. But I want to call you out, men of God, don't become discouraged. Live out your calling. Act like men. Be brave. Be valiant. Live the word of God. Lead your homes. Love your wife. Raise your kid. And do everything that's in your power to live out your godly manhood.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We continue on with Pastor Mark's current series called Rebuild, Your Life, Your City, Your World, with the second half of his message called Starting Right. We continue on in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 12 through 20. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Starting Right.
I'm talking about what it takes to start to rebuild our life in a way that God can really use. And by the way, in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, it says, whoever has no rule over his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. It compares a person to a city that's broken down. Number three, be willing to recruit rebuilding partners or the job will not be completed. Notice what Nehemiah did in verse 17. He says, then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace. And I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king has said to me. The third thing, if you're starting to rebuild, let me just say this really clearly. I wish I could preach it well enough for you to grasp it. You cannot rebuild anything significant alone. You need others. Do you realize that you need help? Well, that's hard to say. Well, why don't we practice a little bit? Why don't you say with me, I need help. Now that was hard for some of you, wasn't it? Okay, let me go a step further. Turn to someone beside you, look them in the eyes and say, I need help. Now, that wasn't easy to say, was it? In fact, I noticed a few of you married men, you didn't want to look at your wife and say it, so you looked at your 3-year-old daughter and said, I need help. Because it's not easy to admit that we need help. But here's the thing. Listen, every single one of us needs help in our life. We are not in isolation, and we need help in our lives to really grow. In fact, let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ called you to be a follower of His, He did not call you simply and merely into a personal relationship with God Almighty. He called you into a community. He saved you into a people. He calls you to function in relationship with other people. Why? Because you and I cannot do it alone. We need other people. We need people to encourage us, challenge us, exhort us, push us forward. Some of us have been trying to do it alone for many, many, many years. And we're not getting anywhere. We're not solving the problem because we need to recruit builders to help us do something that is too big for us to accomplish alone. Nehemiah didn't go in there and say, clear the place, people. I'm going to rebuild this wall by myself. Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem in 52 days. Imagine if Nehemiah would have tried to do it by himself. He could have said, I can't trust people. They just don't follow through on their word. I know how to lay rocks better than other people. It's too hard to recruit other people. What if they fail and don't follow through on rebuilding their part of the wall? Some people are lazy. What if I start and these people are lazy? I can't really trust them. If he had tried to rebuild the wall on his own, he would probably still be rebuilding the wall. Some of you have been trying to change your life on your own, and you use this excuse that it's just between you and God, and I want to say, you need other people in your life. You need other people. Some of you have had this circular conversation about your marriage for the last 5 years. Have you ever had a conversation and said, been there, done that? Haven't we had this conversation before? And I say, are you working on your marriage? Yeah, yeah. No, you're just having the same conversation over and over, but you're not getting anywhere. You're like a hamster in a cage, running, running, running on those round wheels. And you say, are you doing something? Yeah, I'm tired. I'm working so hard at it. But hey, you're not making any progress. Why not? Because you're having this circular conversation, you're tired, you say, I'm exhausted, we've been talking so much, but you've made little progress. Why? Because really what you need is you need help. You need a third party to come in there and get you out of your stalemate situation. You need the observation of someone else. Some of you have been working on addictive, compulsive behavior issues in your life for quite some time, and you've been working on it for quite a few years, and you're still struggling with the same thing because you haven't had the courage or the humility to be honest and invite other people to help you rebuild your life. And you need help. Some of you are drowning financially and you're juggling your bills and you've gotten really good at not answering the collection agencies and you've switched certain bills in different names and you've been through practically every member of your family. You're down to your 2-year-old daughter now putting the gas bill in her name and you don't answer your telephone calls because you know who they're going to be and it's time for you to get help. You need someone to speak into your life. Some of you have been battling depression for quite some time, and you have these overwhelming clouds of darkness that come upon your life and spirit and soul, and you've played out the scenario of how you would end your life because sometimes ending your life feels like there would be more relief there than trying to live with the pain that you experience right now in your life, but you haven't told anybody about it. And you keep struggling with this cycle, and it's time to bring some people into this cycle. Some of you have been in bad relationships with individuals and you keep falling over and over as a single person in a bad relationship, and you repeat the cycle over and over and over, and you say, well, me and God, we can handle it, and God is doing His part, but you're not doing your part, and you need other people to help you, hold you accountable, to help talk to you, to help pray for you, but you haven't sought the help that God is challenging you to get. See, if you're going to rebuild, you can't do it alone. You need people. You need others. Nehemiah recruited others into his life. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, and if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. In other words, two or three people have more strength than one. Now, if you're going to recruit people to your life, here's a few things that we learned from Nehemiah, the way he recruited it. You're recruiting builders into your life. And notice what he says in verse 17. He says, first of all, you see the trouble that we are in. If you're going to recruit building partners into your life, here's how you need to approach him. First of all, make sure that you own a portion of the problem you're asking them to help you with. Don't come to me and say, Pastor, I need you to help come and fix my wife. I want no part of it. Don't tell me you're having marital trouble and it's all about your wife. Someone needs to talk to this woman. No. Hey, listen, own a portion of your problem. Let me say it again. Own a portion of your marital problems. If you're going to start to rebuild, then say, hey, I'm a part of the problem. Hello? I own some of this problem. Nehemiah didn't even live in Jerusalem. Nehemiah was new to the city. But he says, listen to what he says. You see the trouble we are in. He's acknowledging that their problem is his problem, that they are his ancestors, and he is adopting their problem and saying, this is my problem. Notice the trouble that we are in. Secondly, restate the problem clearly. Some of us never come to a solution because we never have identified and defined what the problem really is. You will never come up with a solution until you can define the problem.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Starting Right, which is from our series called Rebuild. Your life, your city, your world. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 12 through 20. Our message is called Starting Right.
Some of us are struggling in our life, but you've never taken time to clearly state the problem in your life. Don't say, well, there's financial trouble in my life and I need help because I don't have enough money to pay the bills. Listen, if you're gambling and going to the boats and the casinos four times a month, then let's call it what it is, a gambling problem, not a budget problem. Hey, if you're stuck in a sexual addiction of pornography going to the internet five times a week, then let's not just define it as a generic lust problem. Let's call it what it is. I have a compulsive, addictive pornography problem via the internet. Define your problem. Let's make sure that we're not staying in the land of generic generalizations, because that never lends itself to solving the problem unless I can clearly articulate my problem, unless I've sat down to think about what the issue of my life is. Hey, don't just tell me I'm having trouble growing spiritually. What is it that's holding you back? Don't just say I'm stuck spiritually. Why are you stuck? Let's define it. Let's articulate it. Do you remember the last time that God spoke to your heart and said, you need to forgive this person and release it because you have bitterness and resentment in your life? Remember how you have stewed on that and that bitterness has grown. Then don't simply say, I have problem growing spiritually. Let's define it clearly. Tell me, I have trouble forgiving. And before I can grow spiritually, I need to deal with this resentment issue in my life. Let's be clear about our problem. You'll never rebuild in a generic way. You'll only rebuild and go forward when you're willing to be honest and clearly state the problem. Nehemiah said, Jerusalem lies in ruins. The gates have been burned with fire. It's a clear problem. We have to rebuild it. Thirdly, ask for rebuilding partners that will commit to a specific action. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem. Don't just ask someone to help you. Make sure that they know what they're helping you do. Don't just tell someone, hey, come alongside of me and help me out in life. What are you asking them to do? What specifically do you need help with? Be specific about their involvement in your life. What is it that you're asking them to help you with? Nehemiah said, hey, let's rebuild the wall. I need help rebuilding the wall. He didn't say, I need help in making Jerusalem a better city. No, he said, I need help rebuilding specifically this wall. If you're going to recruit people into your life, then tell them what you're recruiting them into. How you want them to help you. Number four, point to a clear faith result you are aiming for. Nehemiah said that we no longer be in disgrace. What is it that you are trying to become and change and be? Let's have a positive faith vision of what we're trying to become. Nehemiah said, I want you to help me rebuild the wall so we and this people no longer have to hang our heads low and walk with disgrace on our face and not be able to lift our face to God and say, here we are, a rebuilt city. And lastly, trace the hand of God in your journey to this point. Notice he said, and then I also told him about the gracious hand of God upon me and what the king said to me. Hey, why is it that you know that God is involved in this? Tell your story about how God has been working. Outline your conviction. Tell people what God has been doing in your life and how you want them to cooperate with what God is already doing. You see, they don't change you. They cooperate with what God has already begun in your life. Let me state that again. People that you recruit to your life don't change you. It's God that changes you. But they cooperate with what God has already been doing in your life. Amen? Are you tracking with me? Don't tell me you haven't changed because your mentor didn't call you up every day, twice a day. This is God that changes you as you respond to God, but people help in that transformation. And then lastly, practice disciplined attention. Don't let the voice of opposition define you. Notice what it says at the end. He says, they replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. Verse 19, but, how many of you know there's always a but? But Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard about it. And they mocked and ridiculed us. What is it that you are doing? They ask. Are you rebelling against the king? The moment that you start to rebuild your life, there will be opposition to your progress. Now here's the thing. Some of us don't want to hear any voices of opposition. Before we move forward, we want all the voices of opposition to be out of our mind, out of our heart, and out of our life. Here's what I want you to understand. That you don't need to silence the voice of opposition. You need to learn to keep going in spite of the voice of opposition. Are you tracking with me? Have you ever heard of schizophrenia? Schizophrenia is a mental condition in which people hear voices in their head. Don't raise your hand if you're one of them, okay? Well, you know, we all have our moments. We all have our moments. Now, there is something called functional schizophrenics. That means someone that although they suffer with schizophrenia in their life, their schizophrenia, the voices that they hear, do not paralyze them. They learn to continue to move forward, not because they've silenced the other voices, but because they've learned not to listen to those voices in their head. They've learned to distinguish between the voice of reality and the voice of destructive voices that echo in their head. They've learned disciplined attention. So they still hear the voices, but they don't listen to the voices. They still hear the voices in their head that say, throw yourself into the river. They still hear the voices that these compulsive, obsessive voices, but they've chosen not to listen to those voices, and so they can function in spite of the voices. Now, here's what I want you to understand. As you go to rebuild your life, you will hear voices. Some of them are the voices of your past. A voice that says, you can never change. You've tried before. It's not going to work. Some of them are the voices of a yelling, angry stepfather that says, you'll never amount to anything in life. You'll never make it. You're not like your brother. Some of them are the voices of your own failure. Some of them are the voices of critical people around you. Some of them are the voices of doubt. Am I really even a believer? Does God exist? Is it in my head? Do I really know that God loves me? You say, well, Pastor, I have these thoughts. Have you ever had thoughts that scare you that you've thought those thoughts? Thoughts about things that you hold for sure. Thoughts about the existence of God. Thoughts about the commitment to your spouse. Thoughts about abandoning your kids. And you say to yourself, you know, it scares me that I would think those thoughts. Can I tell you something? Those thoughts and those voices should not define you. You'll always have voices. The question is, what voice will you listen to? What voice will you specifically determine, this is what I will hear and listen to, and these are the voices that I will ignore? You need to learn to ignore voices. Those that have been in sports, I was in wrestling when I was in high school, and there's always people from the other team that are going to holler things out to you. And I remember as a novice wrestler, I barely knew what I was doing, and I would get out there, but I learned this. I learned that the other team would have people that would say things to you, and he's going to pin you, he's going to get you, you're never going to, hey, you know, you wimp, or whatever they would say. But I learned that the voice of my coach was the voice I wanted to hear. He was the voice that in the middle of the struggle and the sweat and the heaving and trying to do things, it was his voice. And I remember looking up and trying to hear his voice, specifically trying to tune out other voices and other words and zoning in to the coach's voice because I knew I could trust the coach and I knew that if I followed his voice, it would lead me to success. You see, in your walk with God, you need to begin to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You need to begin to listen to the voice of God. And you need to learn that in spite of your rebuilding, that there will be other voices, and you'll never be able to drown them out. People will speak negatively into your life, but you need to determine, oh God, by your grace, by your power, by your might, I will listen to the voice of God. I will hear, I will obey, I will keep rebuilding. I will not be defined by other voices.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago, and this concludes his message called Starting Right, which is from our series called Rebuild, Your Life, Your City, Your World. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for Part 5, Moving Forward Under Attack. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.